Welcome to the Chatty Check-In with Mitchie McPherson.
Mitchie, as always, mate, we appreciate you coming in on a Monday, buddy.
Morning, boys.
Back to a little regular.
Happy Monday.
It is a happy Monday. Back to a little regular segment. Now, Mitchie, something we wanted to talk about straight off the bat, of course, Jim, you made the brave decision to really have an open and honest conversation earlier this hour at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and look, I appreciate you calling it a brave conversation, but I think for me personally, as someone who does struggle with depression, is I don't want it to be brave. I want it to be something that I guess everyone can do, and you don't have to feel like there's a huge weight
normalized
on your shoulders. Yeah, to have these conversations, and I guess that's part of, you know, Mitch, I know you do so much, you know, for mental health and stuff, and obviously the floor is yours. But yeah, this morning I was like, you know, for you coming in, I wanted to be, I guess, a bit more honest about how I've been feeling lately.
Yeah, well, I certainly haven't been as close to you over this journey that, like, you know, Nathan, as you mentioned, producer Grace have been. And I like to think I've certainly put my arm out around you when you've needed it and tried to check in as much as you can, but also finding that balance between giving you some space as well and knowing that you've got that support around you. But yeah, I loved hearing that on the way in. That's what I advocate for, you know, like for people to put their hand up and say that things haven't been going okay, and that's exactly what you did. And yeah, it got me thinking too. Like I don't know, it's tough, and we don't want to turn this into a sob Monday, but you talk about you're in the limelight and like you got to be happy all the time, and I suppose it's a bit the same for me. I thought about driving in, you know, I've spoke to 8 people already and they say how are you, and I've been like, yeah, good, how was your weekend, and it's all positive and stuff, but you know, maybe I don't feel 100% either at the moment, and it's really difficult to, you know, you don't want too many conversations where people say, hey, how you going? It's like, well, sit down.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going all right.
Yeah, things are not great.
But and you probably won't do that, but what it made me think is that today, you know, maybe I'm not 100% and maybe I haven't been for a few days and maybe I need to have that chat with someone. It doesn't mean that everyone answer negatively and say, oh, I'm not great and I need to have a conversation about it. But I'm already thinking, you know, who in my life matters, who respects and cares about me a lot, that today I can probably just say, hey, look, things aren't amazing of late and that maybe I do feel a bit sad myself lately. And so you gave me that reminder, and that's what I appreciated driving in. Someone that I respect and that I have a good relationship with, and I know you haven't been travelling really well, but to be able to do that on air was, yeah, really, well, I know you didn't like the word brave, but at the end of the day,
look,
it is. Yeah.
And look, I do appreciate that, and I appreciate both you saying that and you open up as well, Mitchie. And look, yeah, I guess I want to make it more, you know, normal for everyone to have that chat. But and I'll ask you something, because this is something I struggle with, is I, you know, when you say, people ask how you are, right? And they say you're good. I do that, and then I get to a really bad point, because I should have had a conversation earlier.
Mm.
And then it's when it becomes like, you know, you have a conversation. How are you, Jim? Well, I'm completely effed. Like,
yeah,
I'm really
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Whereas I probably should have sat down with someone, had a conversation, got some stuff off my chest a few days before, but I'm like, nah, I'm right, keep going, keep pushing, go to work, do this, do that. Mm. Do you find the same? Like, you've
definitely, yeah. Yeah, and that's what I said, that's what it made me think, you know, 7 people already this morning, hey, how you going? Yeah, I'm good. When really, you really want to actually turn around and say, well, I didn't have the greatest weekend and this happened and that happened, but I suppose that's where the more regular check-ins with the other people that matter in your life, and that's why I talk about building that armor around yourself and those 5 fingers, and every finger should represent someone that you can talk to. Who on that 5 every couple of days can you open up to when you're not feeling great, so that you can answer good to just the everyday people that you see in your life? So yeah, we've just got to set reminders for ourselves to, you know, check in and have honest conversations, because those, hey, how you going? Yeah, good, thanks. They're not always honest. They're just being polite and, you know, checking in with those around you. So yeah, get deep as much as you can, because it'll allow you to have those other conversations where you're just sort of at surface level.
Absolutely. Well, Mitchie, we appreciate you coming in. Coming up next, we're going to get you to stick around, because something pretty exciting is in the works with respect to yourself, and we stay chatty. We're not going to tell people what
it's
it
big.
Is.
Yeah. We're not telling you today either. We're talking about it.
Yeah, you won't even tell us. We're, just saying
we
it's
don't
big.
Even know what it is. You just kept saying it's big. All right. Well, so we'll find out what that is next. Still joined by a friend of the show, Mitchie McPherson.
Hey!
Mitchie,
it's a long round of applause. That took longer than normal.
Yeah, you asked for one.
I put the long one in.
I didn't ask for it.
And also,
like, can you just shorten it up?
And also, Grace, can we get a grab of Mitchie going, ey!
Joined by the Fonz, Henry Winkler's here.
Well, Jimmy, look, he had his head down and he didn't look like he was going to say anything. So I'm like, well, I have to save the show here.
Once again, throwing us a lifeline. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Mitchie, actually, we actually did invite him in Mondays. He just drives past the studio and goes, I've got to go say it.
So I need some help.
This show. Yeah.
Now, Mitchie, you've invited us to something. There's a bit of an announcement. Stay chatty Wednesday. There's an announcement. Something's happening. Mm. We don't know what it is. It's pretty big, though.
It is. Large-scale community activation is all I can give you. But we've come up with It's a 5-year thing at the moment, so it's going to be an annual event.
Yeah.
Large scale community. I'm trying to think of more words I can tell you without giving away what it is.
But you sound like a politician at the moment.
I do, yeah.
Peter essentially, us.
essentially, it's a way for schools, workplaces, sporting clubs to get involved. To raise money, but also to focus on talking about mental health. So that's all I'm going to give you, but a really fun way to do it as well.
Now, we're going to be there. We're going to be there at the launch of what this thing is, which we still don't 100% know what it is yet. So we're going to find out.
It's a community engagement, eh?
But I mean, Mitchie, just spoke about it having a 5-year plan, this thing. How much goes into the moment before you launch whatever this thing is?
Fair bit of work, yeah. It's been something that we've spoken about for a while, and I suppose our ball, and there's information to come on our, if people out there are wondering about our ball, it's later in the year, so it's not the ball, so, and those that wanted to come to the ball, later in the year, budget, get ready for that.
Is an announcement coming?
Yeah, lots of work. These things, you've got to think of a lot of stuff, and yeah, Tash, who works with us, has been driving it and has done an amazing job, and yeah, we're really excited for it, so stay tuned for Wednesday. Get on the Stay Chatty socials Wednesday night. You'll see it. And then, yeah, you'll be able to get on board through our website and be part of it.
And I mean, without, again, we don't know too much.
Stop asking me questions.
No, we're going to keep going.
It was a sit-down interview. We'll get you. No, but yeah, potentially we could be doing something with the show as well in the future.
Ah, yes, yes. Yeah. Yep, you're an integral part of that.
Yes.
But, the launch is about a day. So there's a day coming that's going to be pretty big for us. And so on that day, we will hopefully do something exciting together.
All right.
Yeah. And you'll probably have to put up with me on that day for more than the 10 minutes.
Yeah. So three hours
of Mitchell. Mitchell. Yeah. Mitchie, not Mitchell. Mitchell's when I'm in trouble. Am I in trouble? Hey.
No, right, we're very excited. All right,
we'll find out what that Stay is Chatty very soon. It's Jimmy Nath here, 100.9.
Hey.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.